Drenched in rain on her 18th birthday, Levine stands abandoned outside a nightclub. No phone, no money, no way home after her friend Kellyanne carelessly left her behind. When a threatening stranger begins pursuing her through the dark streets, a Mercedes screeches to a halt beside her. Nick Lynch, a commanding presence in his early 40s, offers sanctuary in his meticulously restored barn conversion home. The contrast between Nick's warm haven and Levine's chaotic life couldn't be starker. In his modern kitchen, he creates an impromptu birthday celebration, complete with flowers and a chocolate eclair topped with a single candle. As she makes her secret wish for the father she's never known, irony washes over her. This stranger already shows more paternal care than anyone in her life ever has. Their attraction develops in complex layers. Nick battles his growing feelings, his protective instincts warring with his conscience about their age gap. For Levine, his quiet strength and anticipation of her needs awakens something profound. Their meeting addresses deep wounds in both. Nick carrying the weight of losing his surrogate daughter Jane and her mother Louisa. Levine bearing the scars of maternal neglect and paternal absence. What makes their connection so powerful is how perfectly their needs align. His instinct to protect meets her longing to be protected, creating an immediate bond that transcends simple attraction. Why would an 18-year-old call her lover Daddy? The novel explores how childhood trauma shapes adult desires. Growing up fatherless with a neglectful mother created an emotional vacuum in Lane that draws her to Nick's protective nature. When he provides structure and care, he fulfills deeper needs beyond attraction. When Lane first uses Daddy during intimacy, it awakens something profound in both. For her, it bridges past wounds with present healing. For Nick, it transforms his guilt over failing Jane and Louisa into renewed purpose. Their dynamic appears in small moments. Lane's comfort in morning check-ins, the security of boundaries, the peace when he handles overwhelming decisions. Nick's attraction stems from his need to protect someone vulnerable after previous losses. The story transcends mere taboo by showing this dynamic as both healing and problematic. True intimacy requires moving beyond role play to authentic connection, a journey traced through their evolving relationship. Physical spaces in the story function as powerful metaphors for emotional journeys. Jane's room, a fairy tale paradise with princess castle, rocking horse, and sugar and spice stenciled on the wall, becomes the central symbolic space where Lane and Nick's relationship unfolds. The preserved bedroom represents Nick's unresolved grief, while for Lane, it becomes a safe haven to experience the childhood she missed. As they grow closer, this space transforms into the setting for their intimacy, blending innocence and eroticism. When Nick finally takes Lane to his own bedroom, it marks their evolution into an authentic relationship. His later redecorating of Jane's room for future children demonstrates his ability to process grief and look forward. In the epilogue, Lane's choice to return to Jane's room reveals their transformation. The space now symbolizes playful freedom rather than trapped grief, a consensual game they enter and exit by choice. Here's a rewritten version that maintains the key themes while using more appropriate language for audio. Relationship dynamics and growth. The relationship between Nick and Lane forms the novel's central conflict. Nick implements structured boundaries, provides financial support, and maintains protective oversight of Lane's well-being. This arrangement becomes complex through Lane's willing participation. Having experienced an unstructured upbringing, Nick's guidelines provide her with a sense of security rather than restriction. His commitment to care for her offers emotional stability. The novel examines how protective relationships can be both challenging and therapeutic. The narrative examines how protective instincts stem from past trauma with Jane and Louisa, while the narrative questions the appropriate balance of independence and support. A pivotal scene involves physical discipline. After a later incident regarding missed curfew, Nick has an important realization. You're an adult, Lane. We need to acknowledge that. Recognizing their dynamic requires evolution. The conclusion shows their relationship maturing into a more balanced partnership. Their caregiver-dependent dynamic transforms from literal to metaphorical, demonstrating how healthy relationships develop through mutual understanding and shared responsibility. Kellyanne serves as Nick's foil, contrasting toxic and nurturing relationships. She abandons Lane on her birthday, taking her phone, keys, and money, exemplifying the unreliability Lane has always known. Kellyanne consistently undermines Lane through manipulation, calling her relationship with Nick creepy, her clothing grandma-like, and complaining she's become dull. Her ultimate betrayal comes when she deliberately changes Lane's phone time to make her miss curfew, showing complete disregard for Lane's boundaries. The contrast is clear. Kellyanne takes from Lane her possessions, confidence, security, while Nick gives protection, structure, affirmation. Where Kellyanne dismisses Lane's feelings as dramatic, Nick validates them. Where Kellyanne creates chaos, Nick provides stability. After the belt incident, Nick helps Lane see she was clinging to Kellyanne's superficial confidence while being treated as an accessory. The novel challenges convention by suggesting that sometimes apparent control, Nick's boundaries, can be healthier than a supposedly equal friendship that's fundamentally exploitative. Lane's sexual journey progresses from virgin to sexually confident woman. Initially, Nick guides her through early encounters, maintaining control while introducing her to pleasure. The loss of Lane's virginity marks a pivotal transition. Nick treats her hymen as precious, moving carefully through the pain and examining her bleeding afterward as evidence of being her first. As their relationship deepens, Lane develops greater sexual agency, transforming from passive recipient to active participant. She begins initiating intimacy and discovering her preferences. By the time they reach Nick's bedroom, she takes control with newfound confidence, realizing that being sexy isn't about performance, it's about being herself. This portrayal links sexual awakening to emotional growth. As Lane becomes more sexually confident, she grows more emotionally independent. In the epilogue, her ability to ask for what she wants sexually represents her complete evolution into sexual adulthood. The novel concludes with a powerful message about healing and hope. Both characters begin defined by absence, Line by her missing father and neglectful mother, Nick by the deaths of Jane and Louisa. Their relationship initially forms around these wounds, each filling the other's emotional void. As the story progresses, both process their trauma rather than just compensating for it. Nick starts letting go by boxing up Jane's things, while Line breaks free from her toxic friendship and develops healthier boundaries. The engagement ring symbolizes their commitment to building a future rather than dwelling in the past. Their discussions about having children represent ultimate healing, creating a family neither had growing up. Nick moving Jane's daddy drawing to the pantry shows his ability to honor the past without being defined by it. The conclusion balances transformation with continuity. Their relationship evolves beyond the daddy-daughter dynamic without abandoning it entirely. The epilogue shows Line choosing to return to Jane's room, suggesting their taboo role play has become a consensual choice rather than a coping mechanism. True healing means integrating our past into more mature relationships, transforming survival mechanisms into conscious choices.